going to get to the complexity of the celebrity conservatorships and Britney's story. But first, rescue efforts continue after a condo tower in Surfside, Florida, partially collapsed in the early morning hours on Thursday. I want to get you right out to News Nation's Brian Enten for the very latest. Brian, this has been a heartbreaking story to follow all day. What is the latest?
Yeah, actually, it's just devastating. There are still 99 people unaccounted for and missing right now. These are grandparents and parents and children who were inside this building behind me at 1:38 this morning when it suddenly collapsed. Let me step out of the way and show you. This is the Champlain Tower. As you mentioned it, we're in Surfside, Florida. This is just north of Miami, and there is a very, very serious search and rescue operation going on right now. 80 firefighters still looking for any sign of human life. We are told there is some hope. Just a little while ago, we got news from the search and rescue teams that there were signs of life, that they heard banging inside the rubble, and that they have sonar and microphones that also picked up on pings. So they say they plan to search all night long, possibly search for even days to see if there are any survivors inside. It's a dangerous situation for the firefighters, Ashley. They're having to use an engineer to check the structure of the remaining building every single hour to make sure that it does not collapse. Ashley?
I mean, Brian, I'm looking behind you. I can see pieces of people's lives shorn in half. And what is so upsetting, Brian, is that many of the scenes behind you are bedrooms, which means at 1:38 in the morning, they would have been in those bedrooms. Is there fear that that is why so many people are unaccounted for?
Yeah, absolutely. You mentioned it. I noticed earlier a bunk bed that was literally just ripped in half right where the building collapsed. And the fear is that there were a lot of people sleeping when this happened. 99 of them missing again right now. And we were at the Family Reunification Center just a couple of hours ago. That's a place they've set up a couple of blocks from here where family members can go. And it is just so, so sad to be there. You have families screaming out, showing pictures of their loved ones. One woman was crying, saying, "It's been 12 hours. It's been 12 hours. Where is my daughter?" Again, the firefighters say they will be searching possibly for days.
So, Brian, I've heard a number of local officials from Miami, which is about 15 miles south of you, to the surrounding communities, all weigh in with some facts, which are really distressing. They said that this particular apartment was home to mostly senior citizens and young families. Another report came from the, I think, the Miami-Dade County mayor named Sally Heyman, who said many of them were snowbirds. All I can say is that if many of those apartments were occupied by snowbirds, thank God, because many of them may have already left since we're already into the hot months. Are you hearing anything about that?
Well, that was the hope this morning. That was the first thing I thought when I woke up is, okay, we're now almost into July, and I knew this area is Surfside, and I knew there were a lot of snowbirds here, and I thought, please, hopefully a lot of these people have gone up north for the summer. But it doesn't appear that is the case, and this is the reason why. There are 130 units inside this condo building. The Miami-Dade County mayor said about half of them are now destroyed in the rubble, and we know that 99 people are missing right now. So it appears there were quite a few people inside these units, Ashley.
You know, that the images that we see, you can really understand why the Florida governor, Ron DeSantis, said that this television just doesn't do this scene justice. Look, we're seeing the view that we can see from your camera. But, Brian, from your eyes, can you expand on what Governor DeSantis said?
Yeah, I mean, he spoke to the media earlier today, and he talked a lot about an investigation. I mean, the big question here is what caused this? I mean, there are condo buildings up and down the Florida coast. Everyone knows a grandma or a friend who lives in a condo in Florida. What would cause this building, built in 1981, not that old, there are buildings here from the 50s and 60s, to suddenly collapse in the middle of the night? And Governor DeSantis promised that there would be an investigation. He said that has already started. The neighbors have a lot to say about that. Many people pointing to the fact that there was construction going on in this building right now for the last month or so on the roof, and that it was about due for its 40-year inspection when they would be checking for cracking and rebar and anything like that, actually.
You know, I heard about the building date was in the 80s. Like, that may sound old, but it's not. A lot of speculation about sinkholes, but nobody really being clear whether that's an issue or not. But let's talk about that construction. Yes, there was roof work being done. But earlier today, I heard a forensic consulting engineer say that there are some questions being asked about construction in the area. And that it's possible if there was construction going on in the area, there could have been frequencies and vibrations in the ground that would actually have an effect possibly on foundations. And that if proper procedures for construction in the area weren't followed, that could be an issue. Did you see any evidence at all, Brian, around you of construction projects north, south, east, or west of that building?
Well, let me just show you, Ashley, and bear with me because there's a lot of media out here. But since you bring that up, first I want to show you Champlain Tower. You see, this is the building built in 1981. You can tell it's an older building, and it's awful to look at. Two-thirds of it gone right now. But I'm going to have my cameraman, Luis, pan over here to the south. And right next to the building is a brand-new luxury condo. Now, when you talk to the neighbors, this is one of the first things that they bring up. No evidence yet. We know this is part of the investigation. It's still very early on. But they say this was a massive project that went on for years. The ground shook. It's not uncommon when they build these new buildings for the ground to shake and that sort of thing. But when you talk to the people in this area, one of the first things they bring up is the construction with that new building a short time ago, Ashley.
I'm going to ask a few more questions about that, Brian, with a certified death investigator who knows a lot about these kinds of accidents and these kinds of tragedies. So, but before I let you go, did I hear you say earlier that you saw also a small fire breakout in the Champlain Tower behind you?
Yeah, that was this afternoon. It was not a good situation for the search and rescue team this afternoon. It's beautiful out here now, but for most of the day, it was lightning, thunderstorms. They had to call off the team. It felt like it couldn't get any worse. And then all of a sudden, we saw smoke from the scene of this collapse. And Miami-Dade County Fire Rescue confirmed that there was a small fire. They had to bring the hoses out. Apparently, that's not uncommon with a collapse like this because you've got gas lines and electric wires and things like that. They were able to get the fire out, and they're able to search again now.
So, Brian, you know, I spent 9 days during 9/11 on what was referred to as the pile. And people were on the pile looking for people below, but there were no sounds, and it was very ominous. Are you seeing evidence of people on the pile behind you, on that pancaked building? Are you seeing dogs sniffing? Are you seeing any of that?
Yeah, absolutely. There have been people and dogs throughout the day. And I have to tell you, Miami-Dade County Fire Rescue has a reputation, their search and rescue team, of being among the best in the entire world. They are the first ones to go when there is an earthquake or a collapse anywhere in the world or country. So it's very lucky that they were here ready to go. They had the dogs ready. They have these special microphones and the sonar equipment that they use. And they explained that they don't want too many. You would understand this, obviously, because you covered 9/11, but they don't want too many people standing on the pile, because if there are pockets inside where people are able to breathe and stay alive, the last thing they want to do is put more weight on the top. So instead, they use the dogs and they're using the microphones right now.
Oh, it's such a distressing and such a, at the same time, there's such anxiousness in that kind of a recovery effort. Brian, a couple more questions. The mayor of Surfside, Charles Burkett, I'm just going to paraphrase what he said, but effectively it was because of this pancaking, you know, and you can see it from some of the pictures, just floor after floor after floor pancaking, that he did not feel optimistic that they were going to have the results that they were hoping to have in terms of recovering the people who are still missing.
Yeah, he did say that earlier, and you mentioned the pancaking. When you look very closely at the floors, it's interesting because normally you'd have floors that are 10 or 12 feet apart, but you can actually see the concrete. It's just like 2 feet apart right now. It's all squished closely together, and that's why the mayor unfortunately said the chance of survival is slim. But again, the good news in this is that they say they did hear banging. And, you know, it's not uncommon with earthquakes in other parts of the country. We've seen, you know, days later that they'll pull someone alive from the rubble.
Brian, you've been doing great work down there, and those conditions, you know, just emotionally speaking, those conditions are very difficult. Thank you for doing that reporting. We'll look forward to updates from you. I also want to bring in Joseph Scott Morgan, who is a forensic scientist and associate professor at Jacksonville State University. So as we just let Brian get back to his reporting, Joe, I have a couple of questions for you, not the least of which is what exactly is going on in terms of all the staging as they do this. This is a death investigation. There is already one confirmed. It is thought there will be more. What do they do? They can't get on the pile the way they would normally, but how do they just stage this?
Well, you have to be prepared in advance, and that goes to preparation. That's, you know, that these people have been running drills, Ash, for years together. All of these agencies that you see out there, they know one another. They work. We've learned a lot from 9/11, specifically about that when we have major loss of life events. Right now, to this point, it's still a rescue operation. They're hoping against hope that they're going to be able to recover people that are caught up perhaps in pockets that are secured. There was a great shot that you guys put up just a second ago, furnished by Miami, of the under the building. They have what appear to be some bracing that is put up, titanium rods perhaps, or some kind of composite. They're gold in color. You'll see them there. This is a very dangerous environment that they're working in. I want everybody at home to imagine a gigantic wedding cake or a massive layer cake that essentially collapses down on itself. Only with this, you've got reinforced concrete, rebar, you've got steel girders, not to mention all of the household items that are contained in there, and everything becomes a free fall. You're falling free through gravity, and the weight of all of this is carrying it straight down. So there's a tremendous amount of pressure that's bearing down. Anything, the slightest movement can set off small little avalanches in this area and cause further collapse. So it's very, very dangerous, not to mention sharp edges. I've worked in environments similar to this. It's horrible. It's an absolute hellscape when you get down there. And all the while, it's very primal because you might hear some rattling around. And it might be just debris falling, but then again, it might be a human that's trying to get to air. Maybe they hear you. So it's very dangerous.
The harrowing work that the bravery of these, rescuers who we're seeing in the water. I mean, just the fact that any minute that could come down on top of them, you would not see most people get into that environment. They're in there for hours. One quick question. I only have about 30 seconds, but I need your answer. Brian Enten reported on the construction next door. And the forensic engineer that I heard from today, who talked about vibrations, and if work isn't done appropriately, it can cause foundational structural problems for surrounding buildings. Could this investigation extend to that new building? Could this end up being a murder investigation if the construction anywhere around this building hadn't been done properly and may have been the cause of what happened at the Champlain Towers?
Yeah, you bet. This can become a criminal investigation very quickly, and I suspect that it probably will be, if for no other reason, criminal liability. And they will bring in structural engineers, forensic engineers, and they're going to test a lot of this stuff. They can actually go in and stress test some of the debris that's left behind. And also, you're talking about the construction, the level of vibration. Some of these buildings are supposed to be rated to withstand certain types of vibration. That's certainly changed since the 80s. But nonetheless, you have an expectation that a building that you're indwelling is going to stand, even if there's some jarring going on. This is not like this place was hit by a Category 5 hurricane. This is something that just spontaneously collapsed. So there have to be questions asked and answered here. And I can guarantee you they will be asked, and they will put all of their resources behind this to try to determine what stressors brought about the collapse of this building.
Joe, thank you for that insight. I'm going to ask you to stand by, if you will, and I want to come back to you later in the program on another story that we're covering in South Carolina. Obviously, you know that story. But when we come back after the break, I'm going to switch gears to celebrity conservatorships, like the one Britney Spears is currently in and making headlines about. They certainly get more complex when they play out in public. And there is one person who knows this all too well, Casey Kasem's daughter. Carrie Kasem was in the middle of all of this because she was awarded guardianship of her famous father, and she battled her stepmother in a cross-country ordeal. She knows a lot about what's going on in Britney's situation because of it, and she is my guest next.